utilities. We're working on fixing those holes in the fence. We haven't got to all of them yet. It's a manpower issue right now, but we have all the materials, and we'll fix those areas. He did recommend to continue to harass the deer like we have been, and you know, chase them out when we can. People think that's kind of silly, but that's kind of standard practice at airports. You know, they do it at Dover, they do it at BWI. And then after, you know, we've done that, you know, this fall, we'll, during the hunting season, Dave and I are talking about how to do the hunt out there, and we'll take care of the remaining deer that are there. As far as the geese goes, since the last meeting, we've gotten a Canada goose nest and egg depredation permit, which allows us to destroy the nests and the eggs, and we've done that with one nest now, and that's all we've been able to find since we got the permit. We've requested a resident Canada goose depredation permit, which is different. That allows us to kill the geese, you know, which is what this article is about. You know, they kill their geese, and they, you know, that's how they dispose of the remains. But as soon as that permit comes in, we'll be setting up some sort of a hunt to take care of the remaining geese that seem to think this is their home. We haven't seen geese out there for quite a while. I think we're in the middle of the molting season where the geese have lost their flight feathers, and I think the geese had departed before this happened because, you know, the things have dried up and the water's gone. So, you know, the geese moved on. They can't fly back just yet, but they'll be back. And like I said, we have a permit in process to take care of them, and we'll be coming up with a plan to take care of them. You know, the other birds that we're having problems with, the vultures. I don't think we have a problem with dead animals that the vultures are there for. You know, there's some little pockets of water that I thought was probably why they're still hanging around. The bird biologist at Denrec didn't think that would be the case. You know, he's guessing one of the things that draws them here is the thermals off of the pavement. You know, because you see them, you know, saw them today over our new blacktop out there, you know, just circling around. They're catching those thermals and having a good time. You know, I don't know how you fix a problem like that. You know, the gulls, that's another problem. You know, I'm not sure how you solve that one, but we're working on it. You know, the other animals out there, Pat's called me today, they've got skunks in their hangars over there, which is not a good thing when you got millions of dollars of interiors laying out. You know, you don't want the skunks in there. But we're making progress. Like I said, you know, we'll start killing the deer and the geese when the time comes. And, we have seen two fawns out there this year. You know, which we took a picture of. You know, I showed them to people, and I said, "This is what we found at the airport today, right before we shot it." You know, everybody goes, "Oh," you know, but that's the reaction we're going to get from the public. They start hearing that we're out here shooting deer and that kind of thing. So, but we're making progress on it.
Do the permits restrict you just to the boundary lines of the county property, or
the nest and egg? It's just within county. It's just on county property, and it's just county employees. We can request one for within 3 miles of the airport, like we talked about before. You know, but we would have to go to the property owner and get approval, and they'd be in as part of the process. Shooting, all we've asked for is on airport property by county employees, and we'll have up to 100 geese on this permit.
Out there is the turn final coming in on the 4, going right over the highway department. All the ones I think that left the airport have taken residence up.
It could be. I know Denrec's coming down next week to work around the prison. They're gonna take the geese from around the prison. So that'll take care of some of that.
And you may want to look right there at the highway yard with all those stormwater ponds. And if they do them, they probably need to do it on a Saturday.